When parents are accused of child neglect in New York, their names go into a state registry, even if the allegations turn out to be unfounded. And being on that registry could hurt a parent's employment. Now there's a push in Albany to reform at least some aspects of the system. WNYC's Yasmin Khan explains.
Tweaking any aspect of a system that aims to protect children comes with an uphill battle. Senator Valmanette Montgomery is sponsoring legislation to do that, and
it's taken a lot of explaining.
Such as how she's not trying to help child abusers, and how, in the name of child protection, this arcane bureaucracy can actually hinder family stability. The system in question is called the Statewide Central Register of Child Abuse and Maltreatment. Let's just call it a registry. Most states have one to keep track of child welfare records. But in New York, it's easy to get on, hard to get off, and there are real-life consequences to families. Like in the case of Anya and her 3-month-old baby.
What actually happened was I took my son to visit with his father in a public place because I was scared to be alone with him.
Anya says the father was physically abusive. She separated from him before she found out she was pregnant. But late last year, she arranged for him to see the baby in a public place she trusted, her church. The visit didn't go well.
In my mind, I'm like, I have to get my son away from him.
According to Anya, they argued. The baby's father shoved her repeatedly against a wall with the baby in his arms. Anya called the cops and, just to be safe, brought her son to the emergency room.
He was 3 months old, so he didn't really have good neck control. And as a nurse, my thoughts is, what if he has whiplash?
The baby was okay. The hospital reported the incident to the state child welfare hotline. Anya expected that. But the city's child welfare agency, the Administration for Children's Services, would later substantiate a case of child neglect against both the father and Anya.
The reason was I instigated the altercation.
Anya asked that her last name not be used because of her open case. She learned it doesn't take much evidence to get a child neglect case in New York. And that gets you on the state registry.
You're basically getting on because there was a concern raised.
Chris Gottlieb is co-director of the Family Defense Clinic at the NYU School of Law.
What the change would do is raise the standards so that the evidence would actually have to be assessed in a meaningful way.
She's advocating for reforms to how people get on the registry in the first place, but also to the long-term consequences. Parents on the registry cannot get certain types of jobs, such as working with children, as a home health aide, or as a substance abuse counselor. And most of the people that make it into this state system are poor families of color.
The whole idea of this registry was to help children and families, but it's preventing these parents from being able to adequately support their children.
Like Anya, whose work as a school nurse is in jeopardy because she's on the registry.
I just felt like despair, honestly, because it's like, how can you just place somebody on this list without really investigating anything?
A parent's listing on the state registry lasts until the youngest child in the case turns 28. And Gottlieb notes another problem. The system doesn't differentiate between abuse and neglect. Parents who physically abuse their kids face the same consequences when it comes to employment checks as a parent accused of neglect. Gottlieb contends these neglect cases ensnare poor families for things like inadequate housing, smoking pot, or domestic violence.
That is what ends up with this bizarre situation where you can be on this registry longer for something like marijuana use than you would have a criminal record for a felony.
Under proposed reforms, parents with neglect cases could have their records sealed after 5 years for the purposes of employment checks. Some may see good intentions in a system that's extremely cautious. The state office that manages the registry declined to talk about the rationale for the way things work or comment on proposed changes. But Senator Montgomery, who's sponsoring the legislation, says the system ends up punishing families that need help the most.
This is an invisible system. It's not incarceration that we see and people go and visit you in prison. It's not a place.
But she says parents are sentenced just the same. Yasmin Khan, WNYC News.